aligned with the people who are asking for his resignation. And when he doesn't resign, the National Assembly should impeach the president. The life of Nigeria is much more important than the ambition of the president. And for him, the fact that he's getting the text of office isn't what we are going through as a nation, where people are being killed with impunity, where the nation isn't being secured, where terrorists are taking over territories in Nigeria and also hoisting their flags, as you have heard from the governor of Niger State. And I think at this moment, the territorial integrity of Nigeria should be much more important than the ambition of the president. The security of lives and properties of Nigerians should be much more important than the ambition of the president. And he has repeatedly shown that he doesn't have the capacity to be able to lead Nigeria and keep Nigeria safe and secure, and he needs to go.
Garba Shehu defended him by saying that it's not as if killings have not happened before. It's not like Boko Haram has not attacked people before, but then the government has stepped up efforts to protect life and property in Nigeria, and that nobody can bring President Buhari's government down. How do you respond to his defense?
Nobody can bring President Buhari's government down. I agree with the spokesperson of the president, because the government of President Muhammadu Buhari is already down. It is down, and there's no way anybody can bring it down. The president himself and his spokespeople and his appointees have already brought the government down. What we are working on is getting the government of Nigeria up. And when they come with this harebrained idea that terrorism needs to happen before, why did they come on the mantra of change? Was it not a change of the Terrorist Act to stop? Now we have insecurity has worsened, and it's in every part of the nation. There are some roads that people dare not to travel upon. People are being kidnapped left, right, and center. It's almost like an enterprise in Nigeria to be kidnapped. That wasn't what Nigerians voted for.
Some people are suggesting that it will be difficult for the House of Reps and the Senate to impeach the president due to what they say is close relations with senior party officials in both chambers. But do you see that happening?
The National Assembly has repeatedly shown that there are people that do not have the capacity to do the right thing for Nigeria. They have repeatedly shown that they do not have the guts to do the needful for the nation. And all they care about is their political ambition. And that's one of the reasons why I have repeatedly said to Nigerians, why do you call senators distinguished when they have not distinguished themselves? Why do you call House of Reps members honorably when they have behaved dishonorably most times? And so we must understand that the people that we have there are people who really do not have their loyalty to Nigeria, but to political leaders, their political leaders who brought them, or the power brokers. And I think this should be a lesson to all Nigerians, in the sense that we must be mindful of the people that we put in the National Assembly. It's very, very critical. Right now, what is the incentive that they have for them to do the right thing? Is it that they know they are going to be recalled? Is it that they know that Nigerians are not going to vote for them again because they didn't do the needful for Nigeria? We must ensure that we begin to punish bad behavior. And politicians who do not put Nigeria first, Nigeria should really punish them when it comes to the election day at the polling unit.
On another development, the government has come out to strongly support Communication and Digital Economy Minister, Mr. Issa Pantami. He also says that he will not resign by agents who have been paid to undermine his integrity and to tarnish his hard-earned reputation. How do you respond to that?
He needs to resign. Not just resign, the president needs to fire him. We cannot have a terrorist sympathizer as Minister of Communication. I have a 19-year-old daughter who is going to be 20 in December. I have a 22-year-old son. I cannot put their information in the hands of somebody who was sympathizing with terrorists. And I think Issa Pantami needs to understand that if he is an agent, not everyone is an agent, and Nigeria is bigger than his ambition, and he really should be ashamed of himself to the extent of which he's going to. One of the things that we've had a lot of argument that is being said is the fact that, Pantami has come out to regret his earlier stance and that he has dissociated himself from the sympathies he had for terrorists. And I need to ask the question, where did he dissociate himself? Because even when all of this story started breaking up, Pantami was in denial. He was making mouth and saying that he was going to go to court. All of these things were like until proof, irrefutable proof were brought out and evidence. as verified evidence they put out there. And that's when he came out to say, oh, no, he didn't have those ideologies anymore. He wasn't. Of course, what do we expect somebody who has been planted in place to say? He was outed, and this is what he said. There's never a place where he came out publicly the way he had supported them publicly to deny that support and also to make it feel as if that, he was remorseful of the things he had done. No. He was outed now, and he's coming out to say this, all for him to say things. The president needs to start campaigning, and that's it.